Chapter 2. How Robin Hood Met Little John. One morning, Robin complained, "For 14 days we have seen no sport. Now I will go abroad to seek adventure. Wait here, my good men, in the green wood. I will blow my horn in my hour of need. Then come quickly, for I shall want your aid." So saying, Robin walked away through the forest until he came to a narrow bridge made of wood. As he drew close to this bridge, Robin saw a tall stranger coming from the other side. Robin quickened his pace, as did the stranger, each thinking to cross first. "Stand back," said Robin, "and let the better man cross first."
"No," answered the stranger, "you stand back. The better man, I know, am I."
"I could send an arrow clean through your proud heart," said Robin, "before you took another step on that bridge."
"You boast like a coward," answered the stranger. "You stand there with a bow to shoot at me, while I have nothing but a staff to meet you."
"Never before," said Robin, "have I been called a coward. I will lay by my bow and my arrows. If you wait, I will go and cut a club to meet you."
"I will wait happily," said the stranger.
Robin Hood stepped quickly to the woods and cut a good staff from a tree, straight and 6 feet in length. Then he came back, cutting away the small branches from it, while the stranger waited for him, leaning on his staff. Robin observed the stranger as he prepared his staff. He thought that he had never seen a bigger, stronger man. Tall was Robin, but taller was the stranger by a head and a neck, for he was 7 feet in height. Broad was Robin across the shoulders, but twice as broad was the stranger.
"Here is my good staff," said Robin. "Now meet me if you have no fear. We will fight until one or the other of us falls into the water under this bridge."
"I will fight you with my whole heart," cried the stranger, turning his staff above his head, between his fingers and thumb.
For one good hour, many blows were given and received by each man. Yet neither thought of crying, "Enough!" nor seemed likely to fall from the bridge. At last, Robin gave a blow that made the stranger come within a hair of falling off the bridge. The stranger, however, did not fall, and gave Robin a hit that knocked the outlaw down, feet over head, into the water.
"And where are you now, my good man?" shouted the stranger, roaring with laughter.
"In the flood and floating down to the sea," cried Robin. He too could not stop from laughing.
Then, gaining his feet, he walked to the bank. On the bank, Robin said, "I admit you are a brave soul and a good fighter with a staff." Then he put his horn to his lips and blew a call that went out into the forest.
"Never have I found," he said again, "a man yet who could do to me as you have done."
"And you," said the stranger, laughing, "take your beating like a true man."
But now the trees near the water moved and shook. Suddenly, more than 20 archers, all dressed in Lincoln green, burst from out of the woods, with Will Stutely at their head.
"Good master," cried Will, "how is this? Truly you are all wet from head to foot."
"Why, indeed," answered Robin with a laugh, "this strong fellow has knocked me into the water and has given me a beating besides."
"Then shall he receive the same?" cried Will Stutely. "Get him, men."
Then Will and the 20 archers jumped on the stranger.
"No, stop," cried Robin, laughing until his sides hurt. "He is a right good man and true. No harm shall come to him. Will you stay with me, good fellow, and be one of my band? My right-hand man you shall be. Will you accept?"
"I do not know," said the stranger sharply. He was angry at being attacked. "Are you or any of your men fit to be called real archers? If there is any man here that can shoot better than I will consider joining you."
That, sir, said Robin, is a rude answer. However, I will take you up on your boast.
Will Stutely, set us a target.
When the target was set, the stranger chose the biggest bow of them all next to Robin's own. Then he chose a straight arrow, well feathered and smooth. He drew the arrow to his cheek and shot it well. The arrow flew straight and hit the mark in the very center.
Aha! He cried. Fix that if you can.
Even the other archers cheered at so fair a shot.
That is a good shot indeed, said Robin.
I cannot fix it, but I might break it. Then, taking up his own bow and fitting an arrow with care, he shot with his greatest skill. The arrow flew straight, hitting the stranger's arrow and splitting it in two. Then all the archers jumped to their feet and shouted for joy at their master's shot.
Now that, cried the stranger, is a shot indeed. Never have I seen a shot like it in all my life. Truly, I will be your man.
What name do you go by, good fellow? Asked Robin.
Men call me John Little, answered the stranger.
No, fair little stranger, said Will Stutely jokingly. Little you are indeed, and of small of bone and height. Therefore, you should be named Little John.
Then Robin Hood and all his band laughed until the stranger began to grow angry.
If you make a joke of me, he said to Will Stutely, you will have sore bones soon enough.
No, good friend, said Robin Hood. Stop your anger. The name fits you well. Little John you shall be called. So come, my good men. We will prepare a naming feast for this fair child.
So turning their backs on the stream, they returned once more to the spot where they lived in the depths of the woods. And in this way it was that Robin Hood gained his right-hand man, Little John.